GMA.
It's a Ram Radio.
Come listen to the show.
The latest and greatest news about
GMA. GMA rocks!
Hi, this is Grayson.
And Audrey.
And now let's start your day with the GMA November news. The International Feast will happen next Monday, November 20th. Looks like we'll have more than just turkey and ham this year.
Thanksgiving break is next week, starting Wednesday. I guess we'll all be looking forward to that, but I don't speak for everyone.
Don't forget, 6th grade air murals will be continuing through Wednesday, 7th through Tuesday, and 8th through Monday.
This is November Ram Radio, closing out.
This is Sophia.
This is Shania.
And we're interviewing Miss Duck about Thanksgiving. If you could only eat one Thanksgiving item forever, what would you eat and why?
I would eat my great aunt's dressing because it is really, really good. I don't know what she does to it, but it's addicting. And I only eat dressing at Thanksgiving, so that's my favorite item.
What was your favorite thing about Thanksgiving when you were a kid?
My favorite thing was my family's real big on Black Friday shopping. So we would always eat, come together. I have a huge family, so it would be a bunch of us and we would all eat. Then we would all sit and look and kind of plot out what we were about to do for Black Friday. So if I wanted something, I could go to my aunt or my uncles because they were there if my parents wouldn't buy it for me, and it always worked out. I got everything I wanted.
This is Sophia.
This is Shania.
And we're interviewing Rachel.
What are you most thankful for?
Food and my family and my friends. All the F's.
Oh, thank you, Rachel.
This is Sarah.
And Georgia.
And Alyssa.
With your Would You Rather for students.
This is Jane, and we're asking her if she would rather wash her hair in mashed potatoes or take a bath in gravy.
I would rather take a bath in gravy.
Thank you.
This is Sarah, and I'm asking Jelena the same question.
I would rather wash my hair in mashed potatoes because then afterwards you could just rinse it out and your hair will be clean again.
Thank you.
This is Alyssa, and I'm asking Angie the Anglophile,
a non-British person who admires British culture,
the same question.
I would much rather bathe in gravy because I could drink it like a cup of tea.
This has been Alyssa.
And Georgia.
And Sarah.
With your Would You Rathers for students.
Bye!
Hi, this is Nicholas.
And this is Diego.
And you're listening to The Word of the Week. This week's Word of the Week is beholden.
Owing thanks or having a duty to someone in return for help or a service.
A synonym for beholden would be thankful.
An antonym for beholden would be critical.
This has been the Word of the Week.
Thanks for listening to this week's Ram Radio. Tune in next time.
Bye!